Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got your Wizards got aggressive. You ready for this?
Well, what do we do now?
All right. Shams Charania reports that the Pelicans are trading C.J. McConnell, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second to the Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and number 40 on, I guess that would be Thursday, right?
Because that's... Yep. Okay. The trade swaps guards the Wizards shifting from Poole to the veteran McCollum, who's an expiring contract. Washington now is expected to approach $100 million in projected cap space in 2026. Yeah, we've been here before, and that led this franchise to signing... who did they sign? Someone outrageous. It was the year of like Durant to the Warriors.
So was that 15?
17?
Yeah, maybe 16 offseason? The 2016 free agency?
Yeah. And I got to look up who they signed, but it was like, Wizards got all this cap space, and they signed some center for like $80 million. You're like, oh, that's going to work out well. So the Wizards now have a backcourt of Chris Middleton and CJ McCollum. Like, they're just going full-on tank again this year, aren't they?
All right, I was trying to see who did they... All right, I've got the 2016.
It was someone terrible. I remember that.
I'm trying to see, because the center's listed. Oh, was it Gortat?
Jan Mahimi.
Didn't
4 years,
yeah.
4 years, $64 million.
I have no recollection of that guy's career.
4 years, $64 million. John Mahimi.
I mean, I guess, right, this is the idea of you're kind of... It seems Washington's somewhat optimistic about the picks.
Washington and New Orleans, definitely top five most irrelevant franchises in the NBA. Just two franchises completely swimming in mediocrity. And what's going to come of this Zion stuff?
I don't know, because it feels like ownership's still not ready to give up.
I tell you what, a team of Chris Middleton, is Marcus Smart still with the Wizards, or is he a free agent?
His contract's still, yeah, because I think he was going to be under contract next year.
That is going to be the most...
It was when the Grizzlies dealt him, he still had the following season in the contract.
Because I think that's why that was the Grizzlies' justification for including the pick.
Was we don't want to have to pay that next year when we're going to have to re-up Jaren and make other moves, yeah.
So the Wizards have the Grizzlies' first-round pick this year.
Correct.
Think about what a random-ass team that is. You've now got C.J. McCollum, Chris Middleton, Marcus Smart, and then you've got the youngsters on that roster. Alex Sarr was the second overall pick a year ago. Who else is on that roster from a young standpoint? The other French kid, Bilal Koulibaly, is on that roster. What a random-ass roster, man.
Did Kispert still get some minutes?
No, I thought he was hurt last year. I might not.
Because I had 1 year I talked myself into a Kispert trade when we were trying to figure out if the Grizzlies could get some more shooting.
This Wizards depth chart is actually wild.
It's hilarious.
Bob Carrington in there. Don't forget.
Bob Carrington was actually pretty good.
He was good last year.
We were laughing yesterday when the headline was Chris Middleton opts into his deal.
Shocking.
No duh. It's $33 million. Who else was going? If he didn't opt in.
Don't forget they still have Malcolm Brogdon too.
Like, who else was not going to? Who else was going to pay him $35 million?
Well, that's the running bit that Russillo does on his podcast. He's like, I'm going to go ahead and report this. He'll pick that one up. It's like Drew Holiday. He's owned like $50 million in like 2 years on a player option. I'm going to think he's going to pick that one up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, quick aside, because I'm not with you guys tomorrow. Figure it out, NBA. We're going to do it again, aren't we? Because the Houston pick on
Wednesday night. They will never figure it out.
Ugh.
It's
so dumb.
Because think about it. The NBA is like the prerequisite for being an executive is you had to be an attorney.
Got all these swaps left and right, second apron, all this stuff is so...
Can someone tell me why...
Can we just call it a hard cap? It's a hard cap.
Well, I think that I always think that that's PR driven. Whether it be the Players Association doesn't want to admit...
Why
does the
Phoenix
league... Like, who cares about the league rules? Let them wear a freaking hat of the team they're going to play for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.